Hi students, it's Miss G. For your audio booth this week, you'll be doing exercises from page 40 of the textbook. You can listen to my model first. It'll help you fill in the blanks for exercise 2. Let's begin. Exercise 1, modal perfects. Could have done, would have done, should have done, might have done, must have done, couldn't have done, wouldn't have done, shouldn't have done, might not have done, must not have done. Exercise 2. Anton and Molly. Jose's hair. I think Jose's hair looks awful. I could have given him a better haircut with my eyes closed. Do you really think he looks good?
No, I agree. He looks terrible. He should have left his hair long. But I couldn't tell him that.
No, but he didn't ask you what you thought. You volunteered the compliment. You shouldn't have said anything at all.
But he saw me staring at him. If I hadn't said anything, he'd have thought I didn't like his haircut. He knew I'd noticed, so I told a white lie. What's the harm?
Well, first, you told a lie when you should have said nothing. But what's worse, now Jose thinks he looks good when he really doesn't.
But if I hadn't said anything, it would have been awkward. Anyway, when his hair grows, I'll tell him he looks even better.